We go to the news pretty soon. I want to introduce you to a guy here because not Banksy. You know, I was just going to say the word Banksy suddenly. Banksy, as you know, the infamous mystery graffiti artist, he saved a youth club in his home city of Bristol in the past week, and all he did was just basically what he does best, I suppose, paint a picture. He initially created an artwork called Mobile Lovers back in April. He did it on a boarded up doorway of the Broad Plain and Riverside Youth Project Centre, but little did he know at the time the controversy that it was going to cause when the centre's leader, Dennis Stinchcombe, he removed it in the hope of using it to raise some much needed funds for his struggling youth club. Actually, let's just bring in Dennis now. Dennis, welcome to the programme. Good morning. Thanks for talking to us. Just take us back to that day in April when you discovered the Banksy painting. Obviously, you didn't know for sure what it was, but being from Bristol, you probably had your suspicions, had you?
Certainly had our suspicions, and of course we went past it a couple of times, as you do, because you don't expect to see one outside your door, do you? And all of a sudden, there were people talking. Well, it sort of got referenced on his website as an original. Basically, we were just inundated with people from everywhere and anywhere with cameras and things. And it was some of the comments were, "Well, that'll be removed tonight," or "We're going to take it," etc. And I thought, "Well, no, I don't think so. I think we'll be taking it into the club and we'll look after it, and we'll see what happens after that." So, yes, it was a rather tense time, I might add.
Okay, so you decided to take it down then. Well, by the way, what is it? I mean, it's on a door, and what's the painting of?
It's a painting of a man and a woman, both looking over each other's shoulders. They're both in evening dress, and they're looking at each other's mobiles, so it's called Mobile Lovers.
Okay, simple. Now, you're the guy who's there, you see it on the Broad Plain and Riverside Youth Project Centre door, and you realise that if everybody's talking about it and taking pictures of it, it's only a matter of time before somebody steals it. So you decided keep it safe. Is that the right word for it?
I think that was the right word in the beginning, because that's honestly all we wanted to do in the beginning. There was no way we wanted damage. And of course, once you get it in the building, then you everything happens, all of a sudden you realise what a valuable piece of kit you've got, and then, of course, it all spiraled from there, really.
And were you able to use the youth club like a kind of an art gallery, as in if people want to see this Banksy, and many people obviously would, you can come in and have a look, you can donate, you can pay money to get in. Is that the way it was, like make money out of it while it was there?
Well, not so much. Like what we did say, we allowed people to come in, we sort of set it up in a hallway there, and we allowed people to come in, see it, take pictures, do what they wanted. And they were invited to make a donation to the club if they wanted to. Well, it wasn't a sort of, if you don't pay, you don't get in type thing. It really was a voluntary sort of contribution. And a couple of £100 were put in the pot, really, over 24 hours, which was superb.
OK, some people would have got annoyed about what you did. What were they getting annoyed at? I mean, was it the very fact that you removed it at all, or the very fact that you were putting it into somewhere more private that the public would have to kind of get your permission to see it, if you like?
A bit of both, really. They were annoyed that I removed it off the wall because they thought that it should be street art should be for the street, for the people of the street, which I think is fair. I accept that as well. Also, that people thought that, well, if I'd taken it into the club, they wouldn't get to see it. So they were sort of wrong on both counts, really, because certainly the latter, which is having it in the club, it was kept safe. And the very fact that we sort of eventually moved it onto the Bristol Museum, some 700,000 people got to see it. So I actually think we did everybody a service rather than a disservice, because otherwise they wouldn't have got to see it. It would have possibly been damaged, vandalised or stolen, in fact.
Absolutely. That's a damn good answer. Now, I'll tell you what, you're going to have to wait to give me another answer for a minute or two because I wasn't watching the clock earlier. I'm going to go to the 2-minute news and I'll be straight back to you. And thanks, man. I want to know about the death threats and how real they were.
Yes, I can there.
There now, Dennis, let's just take a look at this. Some people were not happy. We're talking about Banksy, we're talking about the Broad Plain and Riverside Youth Project Centre, where you found Banksy on the door, brought Banksy inside. And what was it, Dennis? I mean, who are these people? Are they pro-Banksy types of how dare you feck around with art? Is that it?
That's about right, really. And one or two did take it upon themselves to give me a couple of death threats and so on, that if I didn't put it back out on the wall for people to see, then, you know, then my life was at risk, etc., which, being a boxing club as well, you know, to be quite honest, it was a bit pie in the sky, but of course it does make you think, hang on, my security, the security of the members, the security of the club, what do we do? And it was that point, George Ferguson, which was the elected mayor of Bristol, was involved as well, and at one point he felt it was a council war, so I'd stolen it, and he called me a thief. So there was a lot of stuff going on over that 24 hours, which, I have to tell you, caused its own concerns and anxieties. At the same time, I truly believe that I was right from the very beginning to do what I did. And it was only that once I sorted out matters with George Ferguson live on air, I did get an apology, I might add, that he thought, well, if it's that at risk, what can we do? And with the bank holiday weekend at that point coming up, I did need to secure it somewhere. Otherwise, I do think we could have had problems. And we got it in the museum, basically.
Well, I mean, like your story makes total sense. But just tell us about the youth club itself and how it helps the community. What is it?
Ball playing has been, it used to be lads club, then boys club, and now working with young people. So it's had a couple of names. We've been serving the community for 120 years, since 1894. We're a regional centre of excellence for boxing. We've got football, we've got rugby, we've got all the internal sports such as table tennis, snooker, darts. There's a climbing wall, there's a couple of gyms and things. And we also run a school for kids during the day that have been excluded from mainstream education. So we are like a 7-day, 7-night a week place. We're on the go all the time, and we're run. I've got a couple of staff there working for me, and the rest of it is all volunteers. And well, in 2010, we won the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service for all our volunteers because of the amount of effort and volunteer commitment they put in.
Okay, well then let's take a look at this. Banksy does what Banksy does. So do you think, I mean, like, you know, in Banksy and Bristol, so like if you serve some of the most deprived areas of Bristol, surely Banksy knew exactly what he was doing and intended the kind of Broad Plain and Riverside Youth Project Centre to gain from this.
That's correct. And what actually happened there was that, in all fairness, when Banksy was a young man, our club was in a slightly different location, about a mile and a half away from where we are now. And there were two clubs. One was Barton Hill Youth Club. One was our Broad Plain Lads Club. And the young people used to sort of frequent both because the youth centre, Barton Hill Youth Club, was mixed. And they did all the art and graffiti and so on. My club was more disciplined and we used to do all the sport and so on. So the lads used to frequent both clubs and get the best of both worlds. So Banksy actually attended us when he was a young man. And it was in January the 31st this year gone. We're 120 years old, so I created a launch of an appeal to try and raise £120,000, really. Because within 12 months, without this legacy that Banksy's give us, really, we would have been closed.
We're running out of money, basically. Okay, well, then you were running out of money. So you were in this situation. Your youth club was struggling financially. The Banksy piece shows up on your doorstep, quite literally. You were trying to figure out how to get the best out of, you know, to benefit the club and community. And it went as far as, not just that you mentioned earlier, death threats, etc., but it went as far as the police advising you to get legal advice before you even thought of doing anything with the piece. Did it actually go that far?
Yes, it did. We were advised to get legal advice on the sense that we had no right to sell it because we didn't own it. And I said, well, who does? The council thought that they owned it through George Ferguson, the mayor. We thought we owned it because it was sort of put on the door near our club and so on, in a room that nobody else uses.
Okay, well, then
that was where we were at.
All right, well, then let's take a look then. At this point, you were probably thinking that your chance to raise the cash that you needed was gone, but then Banksy himself got involved. What exactly happened?
Well, obviously, we needed Banksy to sort of clarify, verify, rectify his work, call it what you will.
Yeah.
Because without him saying, well, actually, yes, you have it, we want you to have it, or we want the council to have it, or so on, then we were in a cleft stick, a catch-22. And actually, a letter was dropped by hand through the door of the club. And basically, in it said, Dear Dennis, admire the work and everything you do at the club. Perhaps the work I put out on the street could have been for the street, but maybe I should have given you a donation instead. And that was the way the sort of letter went. And he said, to be quite honest, I'm happy for you to do with whatever you think fit with the painting, to do what you can for the
Okay, but Dennis, hold on, there's two things about that.
That was it.
Okay, there's two things about that. Number one, if you have that letter, you could surely make some decent money on the side if it's a Banksy letter. Number two, or really number one, how do you know the letter was from Banksy?
Right, well, of course, then we kept stum for about about 6 hours. And in the meantime, the mayor's legal team and so on got in touch with the Banksy website, and they had verification that letter was definitely for me. And what the mayor did was actually inform the press immediately that, okay, Dennis has won this argument. It is for the club and for the benefit of the club, and the council therefore stand back and wish the club all every success. So through Banksy doing that, as I say, the mayor was the guy that actually turned around and gave us the permissions on top of it, really.
Yeah. Actually, I should say at this stage, for those who don't know Banksy, nobody knows Banksy. That's the whole point about a lot of this. And did you ever see the Banksy movie, by the way, Exit Through the Gift Shop?
Yes, I did.
It's fantastic. It's a really good story. Yeah. Anyway, the painting itself, we're talking about the door now. We're talking about the two people, the couple and the phones, etc. It's sold for a staggering amount of money, as you knew it probably would. Did you honestly think it was going to make over £400,000?
No, no, we didn't. Obviously, you have to look around at the different art that's out there and what some of his stuff is sold for in the past. And we had silly offers, didn't we, of... somebody offered £1 million, etc. But you and I know, unless the money goes in the bank,
yeah, exactly,
it's just pie in the sky. Yeah. But you're going to get that. On saying that, this is actually a record, one of the records with regards to Banksy's work. It obviously for the gentleman to buy it, a philanthropist, I might add, and it's staying in the UK.
Right, a private collector, yeah.
It's a private collector. What we did as a charity, and this is a law thing which people might be interested to know, is that we actually did invite the likes of Sotheby's, Christie's, Bonhams, and we even had people in as far away, as Beverly Hills, plus a couple of private dealers, and we interviewed them with our trustees to see who would give us the best possible deal when selling the Banksy for us. And actually, we came up with a private dealer in the end,
right,
which would give us the best possible deal.
Okay, and I mean, you're talking here, I presume, about a dodgy door, are you? I mean, like a door that probably needed a bit of paintwork anyway, did it?
That's right. I mean, in all fairness, when we moved our... We built our club and raised our funds for our club in 1985. And when we moved in, what was a council yard there, the gates and doors that they had facing our little road to come into the club, what they did, they breeze-blocked all of those up.
Right.
By doing that, they then, on this particular little bit of door, they put a piece of wood, which used to be used actually for notices. It was just a piece of plyboard. And that's it. It's been there for 25 years.
Right.
And you can imagine that actually Banksy did it a favour by painting it up, really.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Even if it didn't go for £400,000, which it did, £403,000
right,
to be precise. You're pretty grateful to Banksy, and I presume the happy end to this story is that the Broad Plain and Riverside Youth Project Centre is now rocking away and doing really well, obviously.
Yes, we are definitely doing that. We were rocking anyway, but the most important thing is we now know we've got security and a cushion now, which will keep us open for some years now.
Right, and you mentioned...
Okay, carry on doing the valuable work.
All right, and you mentioned all the stuff that you do there, like everything from boxing to football to whatever it is, basketball, martial arts, etc. Anybody taking up art? Are there any art classes in there?
Well, the most important thing of all, obviously, I mean, and I'm one of those too, we've always been quite the sporty sort of type, really, so we've never looked at the arts as we could, perhaps. Well, interestingly enough, four of my youngsters that go to the day school, so they're excluded youngsters, we did a project with them, with our Young Bristol. It's a group of about eight clubs, and they have two art people there. Came in, did a project with these kids over 5 weeks, and what they planned was to do a thank you to Banksy.
Right.
And what we've got outside the club at this moment in time is a 36-foot long, 8-foot high Banksy wall, and it's got six Banksy drops that
right,
the kids painted themselves, with them stenciled into it in the various poses of the Banksy art. It looks fantastic.
That's a brilliant end to the story. That's like a final little coda in the chapter. Good man yourself, Dennis. Congratulations and well done. And if anybody's driving anywhere near the Broad Plain and Riverside Youth Project Centre in Bristol, you'll see that, I presume, when you stop at traffic lights, do you? You see the thing in front of you?
As you start stopping in the proverbial M32 car park each day,
right,
you'll see it. You've got no choice but to see it. But it's absolutely beautiful. And well, the kids obviously did well doing that, but they also got their bronze art awards out of it, which means these young people have achieved. So Banksy's legacy is going to be better than just
absolutely
putting money into,
yeah,
it. He's actually given these kids something, yeah, else to do as well, which is art.
Right, and don't forget to sell that letter someday and make some money for yourself. Dennis, thanks a million for talking to us. Good luck.